For the first time, the Biden administration is letting journalists inside some of the migrant processing facilities for young people coming across the border in Texas. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand.
News cameras rode with Customs and Border Patrol agents along the Texas border, where officials are facing a surge in migrants trying to cross into the U.S. This mother fled on a raft from Guatemala with her two-month-old baby. She says there's too much poverty and violence in her country. Our cameras were also allowed inside a temporary border processing facility in Donna, Texas, where children are legally only supposed to stay for no more than 72 hours.
I have about 39 kids that have been here for over 15 days. For whatever reason, they have fallen through the system or through the cracks.
And who is now in charge to address this? Vice President Kamala Harris, joining us live on Skype to talk about the political aspects of this assignment. Politico White House correspondent and Playbook co-author Eugene Daniels. Eugene, thanks for joining us. Well, it's only been a few days since she received this responsibility. So do you know of any steps that Harris has taken so far?
Yeah, and they, you know, that something that they continue to try to make clear with press, because this is such a tricky issue, immigration writ large, is that she is concentrating on, you know, building diplomatic relationships with Northern Triangle countries and also Mexico. And so what happened literally today is she had a call with the president of Guatemala, and they did a readout letting us know they obviously talked about the pandemic, but also she gave him an update on the United States efforts to increase humanitarian assistance to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Those are those Northern Triangle countries. And also trying to be innovative in the way to create jobs and improve the conditions for people in Guatemala and the region, because that is where the crux of this issue for Kamala Harris and this White House lie is, how do they make sure people don't have to leave their homes, right? Making sure there's less corruption in these countries, making sure that there's more opportunity for jobs, fixing issues that have to deal with hurricanes. There's been two hurricanes, because those are the reasons people migrate to the United States from these countries, and obviously violence.
The headline of your story minces no words. It says Biden handed Harris a political grenade. Talk about that, Eugene, and how she possibly diffuses it.
Yeah, the editors love a good that, right? I mean, this is a thorny issue, because something that, you know, I've talked to some of her aides. First of all, immigration is one of those issues in the United States, because it can be so in your face. We can see things that are happening. We can see how kids are being kept in facilities that aren't built for kids. So it's very in your face, and it's a thorny issue for this White House in general. And the reason why it's a political grenade is because, how do you convince the American people that what she's working on is not what you're seeing? That she is working on the diplomacy aspect of this. She is working on the root causes of this migration, and she is not in charge of, quote unquote, the border, which is what Simone Sanders, her chief spokesperson, continues to make sure that we understand. But this is something that she's worked on before in the Senate. She worked on this as Attorney General in California, immigration writ large. So when I spoke with activists and people that knew her and know her and still talk to her, what they say is, yes, it could be a boondoggle, as one person put it, but that they're hopeful, because the bar is kind of so low, no one's been able to get any of this done, that any change from the status quo would be good for her, could be good for her.
Well, you talked about her phone call with Guatemala. There are phone calls, and then there are visibility issues. Harris has received some criticism for not coming out since she was appointed the point person. Is that a problem already for her, that she's the point person, yet the American people aren't hearing from her?
Think so. I think they have plans to do this. I think she says that her and the president are going to go to the border. She said that just last week. But I think that's going to be separate from her actual role, right? To see how it's so complicated to try to divorce the two things. And so going to the border as vice president, with the president or without him, is one thing, but her going to meet with the presidents and leaders and local advocates in countries like Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador is a different part, and those are more tied to how she's doing it. And I think, you know, something that we already seen Republicans do, when Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, went with 17 other senators last week to the border, he said, you know, Kamala Harris, come to the border. This is your problem, because that was just announced. And so she's going to have a hard time convincing people that what they're seeing at the border isn't exactly in her mandate to fix.
We appreciate hearing from you, Eugene. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Anytime.
Politico White House correspondent, Playbook co-author Eugene Daniels.